Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some options for spring forage crops. As we look at our dwindling supplies of forage from 2022, might be time to think about what we could do for a short-term supply of forages to carry us through the spring and early summer. So what are some options? One of the popular ones is actually spring oats. You could harvest that either as a hay crop or a silage crop. If harvested as a hay crop with adequate fertilization and moisture, you could harvest as much as 5 tons of hay per acre. So that might be viable on some of our acres, and it would be one of the earlier crops we could plant. Cereal rye is something that could also be planted in the spring and harvested as a forage crop. It also can be planted fairly early and would have a yield similar to what we might see with spring oats. However, the quality may not be quite as great. So if you're looking for something to feed to your lactating cows, you might want to consider spring oats, or you might want to consider spring triticale. It also could be planted in the spring, again, harvested a little bit later than spring oats typically, and the yield on that could be a little bit greater actually than spring oats. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider their options when it comes to spring forage crops. And again, we're just looking for something to kind of tide us over, fill in the gaps that are left from the drought season that we had in 2022.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.